This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. The El Nino weather pattern is bringing much-needed rain to thirsty California, but the drought's not over, and homeowners are still ripping out their water-hungry lawns. All this has led to some unfortunate horticultural choices. Reporter Sarah Gardner toured the good, bad, and the ugly of some Los Angeles lawns with two people who know their brickle bush from their beech burr.
Landscape designer Marilee Kuhlman and her friend, horticulturalist Lily Singer, both grew up in the San Fernando Valley.
For sure.
Yeah, they're pre-Valley girl, so they've lived through a few droughts before. But they say this one has really made green lawns, like, uncool.
We have never had so much interest in doing the right thing.
But the right thing doesn't always follow good intentions. Take this quiet street in West Los Angeles. Kuhlman lived here a few years back and even landscaped some of the yards.
We have native iris over there. We have native yarrow right here.
But like much of Los Angeles now, the street is a patchwork of front yard experimentation. Some folks appear to have simply stopped watering. Kuhlman winces.
We need every square foot in Los Angeles to sequester carbon.
Dry yards may save water, but they're bad for the environment, says Lily Singer. They don't suck up CO2 or feed all those tiny soil critters.
Letting it go bone dry exacerbates the problem in the sense that when you go in to do work, you've got compacted dry soil, and if it's clay, it's really hard to dig.
And don't get Kuhlman started on fake grass, which just makes everything hotter and uglier, in her opinion.
It's like polyester pants to me, you know, without belt loops.
Down the street a ways, Singer spies a little patch of wispy Mexican feather grass. Barely needs water, very pretty, very popular. It's also totally invasive.
It's not a neighborly plant. It goes into everybody's garden, whether you want it or not.
Invasive plants, fake turf, bone-dry soil. What other mad yard experiments are Los Angeles homeowners conducting? Longtime resident Lee Curran says a few neighbors went the cheap and easy route, a lawn of crushed white rock with a smattering of plants.
Well, I just think it's kind of unattractive.
Not only that, but Singer says by the time El Nino gets done with that gravelscape...
In this area, generally, it's clay soil, and once it gets saturated, the water's just going to sheet off and run into the street.
We live in a Mediterranean climate, not a desert, Singer scolds. Oh, and one last thing. In a concrete jungle like Los Angeles, a good front yard...
It isn't just about saving water. It needs to be pretty, too.
After all, this is the city of appearances. In Los Angeles, I'm Sarah Gardner for Marketplace.